Steve Olson, Executive Director of Minnesota Turkey Growers Association.
Steve, I think it's always a good idea to connect this time of year and talk about the turkey industry as we approach the Thanksgiving celebration. For our audience in Minnesota and across the Midwest, what do you want them to be thinking about here as we get closer to the end of 2018 from a poultry perspective, but really specifically to turkey?
You know, great question. A couple of things come to mind. First of all, that Minnesota still ranks number one in turkey production, so there's a lot of economic activity that's supported by Minnesota turkey farmers. They support about 1,800 corn and soybean farmers based on the feed that we buy. And then with the recent news about food safety and salmonella, making sure that people cook their turkey properly, cook turkey to 165 degrees, use a meat thermometer, and that they also need to make sure that they are separating raw product from cooked product, whether that's turkey or any other kind of food product. And then in the case of turkey, making sure that they thaw it properly. We recommend thawing it in a refrigerator and planning ahead to allow enough time. And so the recommendation is for every 4 to 5 pounds of that turkey, you know, allow 24 hours or one day to thaw it. So if you've got a 15-pound turkey, you know, allow 3 days to thaw.
We've talked before about how demand spikes during the holiday season, and it's for obvious reasons. But as far as demand throughout the year for turkey and for poultry, Steve, what are you seeing?
You know, demand is good. We've got an oversupply of turkey on the market right now, and so we're competing with other proteins. And so, you know, markets are down for our farmers, just like they are for a lot of farmers. But when you look at turkey consumption, you know, that's shifted. So we've got about 70% of turkey that's consumed at other times of the year other than Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so that's really helped balance it out. And the processors have done a great job of making turkey more convenient for consumers. And so there's a lot of different products out there, whether it's, you know, tenderloins, turkey bacon, ground turkey. There's just a lot of different ways to prepare turkey.
With demand, and when we think about what's occurred with exports because of the trade disruptions, how far-reaching has that been when you talk about the U.S. turkey industry, if you talk about, you know, chicken and egg-laying industry? How pervasive have the trade disruptions been on that end?
Yeah, typically, you know, about 15% of our production will be exported to foreign markets, with Mexico being the top market for us. And so getting the new NAFTA resolved was huge for us. We just wanted to have some stability there to make sure that we're able to maintain that market. It sounds like we may have some access to Canada that we didn't have before. China was our number two market, but 3 years ago, they kind of locked us out because of high-path avian influenza. And, of course, that disease has been gone for 3 years, but they haven't opened that up. So we're hoping that some of these trade negotiations will help eliminate those kind of things from happening in the future. You know, the situation that's going on with tariffs in China right now that affect corn and soybean, or that especially affect soybeans and pork, doesn't have an effect on us because we're not in that market. But that pork is getting backed up into the U.S., and so that does hurt our position because, again, there's more protein in the market. So, again, that's something that does affect us indirectly.
There was a case of low-path avian flu earlier this fall. Has that been contained? Where are we at on that case?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, there are several different types of avian influenza, and there are two that we watch closer. And when we refer to low pathogenic, there's an H5 and an H7, and that historically have had a chance to convert or mutate and become a high pathogenic, which is more virulent and more deadly to not only birds, but there could be a chance that it could transmit to humans. The way we handle that in the United States is that we react quickly. We test, and this fall we've been elevating our testing of our flocks to catch it early. So we'll monitor the environment, and we did pick up, I think it's seven or eight cases of this low pathogenic H5 in Minnesota. Farmers are in the process of dealing with that. Those are, again, it's like, you know, in the case of a low path influenza, it's like when you and I get sick. You know, it slows us down for a couple of days, and then we recover and we're fine. And that's the same case with the birds with this. And so businesses, as usual, we're having a little bit of a, you know, more downtime between flocks just to help make sure that that the virus is cleaned up and eliminated from the environment.
Speaking of recovery, how have Minnesota turkey growers responded, reacted, and recovered from the outbreak of 2015?
You know, it's been a good recovery. Again, we're going through some down market times, and so that's one of those normal business cycles that we go through. But from a health standpoint, the biosecurity practices that we implemented, and then we worked with USDA to develop some principles, 13 principles for biosecurity. Those are being implemented, and I think that, you know, again, some of our testing procedures that we've increased during these high likelihood times or higher risk times of migration of wild birds in the fall and the spring, again, we're seeing that that surveillance is doing what it's supposed to do. It's picking up any kind of a virus early, and ultimately that means that we're transmitting the virus to, we're not transmitting the virus to other flocks because we're picking it up early and making sure we're locking things down.
I know you and the organization have put a lot of time and effort into outreach and just making sure that resources are available, whether it's for the producer, the consumer, anybody that would like to know more about turkey. Do you continue to build on your web presence and your social media presence?
We certainly do. Those have become two huge vehicles for us to get the message out. You know, and a lot of what we do is we help facilitate communication. And so letting consumers know this is what we do, how we raise birds, and here's the precautions that we take, whether it's a food safety or it's a disease prevention. But also we're providing information to our members on, you know, and what's the latest in technology and best management practices and research. And we've added to that, we started a podcast back in July, and it's called What the Cluck, and it's available through iTunes and Spotify and, you know, all the main channels for podcasts. And, you know, ultimately it's the goal is to let people know, consumers and our growers know, kind of the behind the scenes of what it takes to get poultry from the farm all the way through the table. So we cover things like food safety and biosecurity, and we had a chef on last week to talk about Thanksgiving preps and those types of things. So it's a variety of things, and we're interested in topics too. So if somebody's got a topic, please contact our office. But ultimately, if people are interested in more information about what it takes to raise turkeys and recipe ideas, those types of things, check out our website at minnesotaturkey.com.
What the Cluck? Who gets credit for that name, Steve?
Actually, my wife does, and it's one of those things where I've got two adult kids, 24 and 20, and when they heard that Mom came up with that title, they were pretty impressed. But it's been a fun title. It's catchy. It draws people's attention to it. And ultimately, that's what we want to do, because if we can draw them in to get them to listen to it, that's what we're after.
You bet, and I'm glad we're able to draw people to the attention of the turkey industry as we near Thanksgiving. Anything else you want to make sure we talk about today?
You know, again, you know, Thanksgiving is the traditional American holiday. We're happy to be a big part of that, and just want people to enjoy that. And again, if they've got questions on, you know, if it's the first time for them to prepare turkey, go to our website. We've got all kinds of resources for them to make sure that they do it right.